Do we realize just how much our lives are in God's hands? Or do we sometimes forget? Not necessarily in an intentional manner, but our minds can get clouded as all kinds of distractions can set in, which thereby can cause us to lose focus. When we are affected by a trial, especially right now before the feast, and there are various trials we each go through that impact us in some way, we can see, or can we see, actually, how God may very well have a hand in that situation, directly or indirectly, which is thereby necessary for our road to perfection. Now, we may not think that at a moment a trial has set in, but hopefully we will be able to determine that at some point and realize that there could very well have been a reason for it. Which is why God tells us to test ourselves, to examine ourselves at all times. This is not just limited to Passover, but no, at all times. Making sure that we are counted worthy, but also making sure that our faith is strong enough. And read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Now, God also has a hand in what is going on in the world. Yes, Satan is the god of this world, but he does not control everything. Yes, God does allow Satan to do things, but God still has the final word. And this is more evident, as we can now see with the upcoming elections and the debates going on. And God is going to determine what the outcome is going to be. And we've said this time and again that there is no man out there that can make that decision, no matter who you vote for. It does not matter, because God is going to decide. And we will see what the future will bring. Now, we in the church, we already know what the future will bring, what the future is going to be like. And no man can alter the fate of this nation and what it will bring about. No matter how one looks at this, the outcome as we know it looks grim. It's going to be terrible. The times are going to get worse. If you think it's bad now, wait and see what's going to happen. This nation in particular will never dig its way out of the hole it has already dug. And we know what kind of hole that is. It pretty much looks like a grave at this point. But that is until Christ returns to put a stop to all of this. And we read about this several places in the Bible, but specifically in Matthew chapter 24 and also in the book of Revelation. This is no surprise to those who actually understand what the Bible is saying, what the Bible has prophesied since the beginning about the fate of this country and the Commonwealth nations. Now, this isn't just limited to our nation, but this goes on to the whole world, because the whole world is going to be affected. But the current state of this nation, and the current state that it is in, is a result of selfish attitude to put matters into their own hands and ignorantly giving into Satan instead of looking to God for help. What we must understand is that God is in control of this entire situation, as he is in control of our individual lives. God is the one who places certain individuals in power for the purpose of fulfillment. And let's look at this in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21. And he, meaning God, changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. God is very clear in the book of Hosea as to who is in control, as to who rules a nation. Notice in Hosea chapter 13 and verses 9 to 11. Hosea chapter 13 and verses 9 through 11. O Israel, you are destroyed, but your help is from me. I will be your king. Where is any other, that he may save you in all your cities? And your judges to whom you said, give me a king and princess? I gave you a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath. Complete control by God. God is the one that decides who will rule and who will not. But God does not take pity to those who rebel against his law. And we see that a little earlier in Hosea in chapter 8 and verse 1. In Hosea chapter 8 and verse 1, set the trumpet to your mouth. He shall come like an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law. Now, this was written at that time, but this is also relevant to the future and what is going to happen. Just as God has a specific plan for you and me, he also has predetermined his plan and the purpose for all the nations. Notice in Acts chapter 17 and verse 26. Acts 17 and verse 26. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Now today, the leaders of this world are not in search of the one true God, to have God fight their battles, yet they look to their own reasoning and resources. What about us? Do we look to God in every situation we are faced with? That is a question we can ask ourselves every single day. You know, what we also need to understand is that God sometimes intervenes directly to follow through his determined or predetermined plan and purpose. God the Father has given his authority to the God of this world, and the leaders of this world have unknowingly followed Satan instead of the one true God. And you can read about that in Revelation chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. Not just limited to the people of this world, but many people that we may know, people that were in the church at one point, close friends of ours, they have been deceived by keeping the things that God prohibits, and thereby not keeping the things that God commands. God's plan for this nation is quite evident, and it is clearly prophesied, and we see it unfolding before our eyes. And since we in the church are aware of it, we have to be extra vigilant that we don't slip up and forget his plan and purpose. Are we suffering from trials right now? Do we know people that are suffering from trials right now? We hear that the prayers of many avails much, and we need to pray for one another. And there are, believe me, there are so many going through all kinds of trials right now. Physical ailments, spiritual ailments, psychological ailments, problems with school, problems with work, the list goes on and on. There are a lot of trials happening. But God knows this. And those of us who are afflicted by trials need to remember that we are not alone, because God is there. And so are we. Those of us in the church, we are all there together, and we are all concerned, and we are comforting one another because we have all been through these kinds of trials before. And we still do, especially right now before the feast. And for those of us who have been in the church for a long time, many, many years, it becomes a routine situation. And we can expect these trials to continue, as they are meant to strengthen us and to refine us into what God wants us to be. Those of us who haven't been in the church that long are going to start to see that, and we'll realize that. We'll understand that, hopefully. Now, we still live in this world, and we are surrounded by a corrupt society, where we need to be vigilant and not sway into false concepts devised by Satan, who wants nothing more than to see us struggle and to see us fail. Situations will become more severe, and we will have to stand up for what is right, despite what politicians or friends or whoever it may be, and leaders, despite what they insist on, what is seems to be okay, but is absolutely contrary to God's law. We must never leave him out of the picture, but we must put our matters into his hands. And notice this in Jeremiah chapter 17. In verse 5 through 8, Jeremiah chapter 17. Starting in verse 5, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man, and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. And then we see the contrary. Verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out of its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. It is very difficult to do at times, especially in the heat of the moment. But we must keep our head up high and look to God for help. It is not going to get easier for this nation, or for the rest of the world in that matter, but it's necessary in light of prophecy and God's plan, for he states in Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 5, I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are on the ground. My great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it to whom it seemed proper to me. Satan may have his glory here on earth, but it is only temporary. For God is in complete control, and the end result will be fulfilled victoriously according to his plan.